My guest is Kimberly Witten, Marketing Communication Coordinator for Great Parks of Hamilton County. As we enter the holiday season, Sharon Woods offers a wide variety of family-friendly events and activities for people of all ages, including their Holiday and Lights display, which now enters its 25th season. Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
So tell me a bit about Sharon Woods itself. Give me a little history of the park.
Well, Sharon Woods is the first park of Great Parks of Hamilton County. It was established in 1932. Back then, it was a Hamilton County Park District. Well, actually, one of the first structures ever put up in the parks is at Sharon Woods. It's next to the Sharon Center. It's a pavilion area. It has a lot of history as far as like the gorge area. You can find a lot of fossils there. It's pretty much where the glaciers stopped. And there's a lot of beautiful trails. You got Sharon Lake. Sharon Woods is just, it's a gorgeous place. I mean, there's a lot of history there as far as Great Parks is concerned.
And aside from being open year round, when the holidays come, Sharon Woods kind of becomes a big focal point.
It does. We've had a partnership with the Aline Company for, actually it's over 25 years now, for Holiday and Lights, which has become kind of Cincinnati's tradition as far as, you know, with the family and doing holiday things. It's a drive-through light display. It's about a mile long. And there's several thousands of lights that you get to see that really cheer you up and get you into the holiday spirit. And what's really cool is once you drive through there, you get to stop at Sharon Center, which is where we have Santa Land. And so you're going to get stop and see Santa. You're going to get to see Ebenezer Scrooge. It's really funny. We have Dickens carolers. We've got a talking Christmas tree.
I was going to ask you about that. You have Everett the talking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
He greets you when you walk into Santa Land. So he gives out hugs and he gets you all cheered up. So it's a lot of fun. The kids love it. Entrance into Santa Land is actually free. So you don't have to go through the lights if you don't want to.
And so you just basically pack up the family,
yeah,
drive to Sharon Woods, and then you're essentially immersed in this holiday.
You are. As soon as you enter the park, I mean, you're surrounded by Christmas lights and, you know, you can play Christmas music on your radio if you want while you're driving through. It gets really busy. So if you're planning on heading out there, I would encourage you to go early.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to mention it. It's already open and it runs through the end of the year.
Right? It does. Absolutely. Holiday and Lights is through Sunday, December 31st. It's open every day. And then Santa Land reopens November 25th through December 23rd. And that's open pretty much every day between those dates.
Now, one part of the celebration that happened last night was the Holiday and Lights 5K.
Yeah, it did. That's been a big hit. That actually probably has been around just for a few years now, and it sells out every time. I personally have done that, and it is quite a walk and run because it is hilly.
I was going to ask you how hilly it was.
Yeah, but it is just cool because you get to go through the lights. You know, there's
sure.
No vehicles or anything. It's just you on foot.
And yeah. People dress up in costumes. There's
yeah,
jingle
they can.
Bells on their feet.
Absolutely. Santa's running. So it's a lot of fun.
And you often have a cup of hot cocoa waiting for you at the finish line.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, food and, you know, some hot cocoa and camaraderie.
And I'm going to ask you about some of the other activities that are going around for the holidays in the other parks of Hamilton County.
Absolutely. Since we're kind of talking about the holiday spirit here, we do have Brunch with Santa coming up. That's actually December 4th and December 11th. We have two seating times. That's being held out at Millrace Banquet Center in Winton Woods. That's a big hit. That's another holiday tradition kind of thing because you can get the family together. You enjoy a delicious buffet. Santa comes in. You can sit on his lap, give him your wish list, and just enjoy some time with family and friends.
So and that's, a good brunch.
Yeah, and a tasty brunch. It's definitely quite the spread. It's delicious. And then on December 28th, to kind of go back to Sharon Woods, we are doing Walk the Lights night. It's open to no car, so it's just you can walk the lights. You can bring your dog, the family, you can head on out. You know, it's right before New Year's, and you can enjoy just a time to kind of just go through the lights, and it's a nice stroll. December 31st from 4 to 7, we always do a family New Year's Eve celebration. That's out at Woodland Mound. It's kid-driven because they actually drop the ball early at night. So then you can have that excitement and that fun joy with your kids like earlier in the evening, and then you can get them to the babysitter so then you can go out to your New Year's Eve party. If it's kind of nature-themed, they do live animal programs, face painting, a magician, dancing to, you know, live band. Like I said, they drop the ball at 7 o'clock. So
right. I've actually brought my kids to that event.
Have you?
Yes.
How did you enjoy it?
Oh, it's fantastic. The kids love it. They love the animals. And then I think there's a little cup of cider or something that they get
yeah.
at the end. And, you know, it is. It's a great celebration. The kids feel like they got to be part of the New Year's.
Awesome. That's definitely wonderful. And I wanted to also mention, it's really, really popular. It's been going on over 30 years now, and it's the Winter Hike Series. It really helps people kind of fight through that cabin fever and the winter blues. And that actually is going to be starting in January. Registration opens December 1st at 8 a.m., and it sold out in 4 days last year.
Are these pretty serious hikes?
They're somewhat challenging. They're 4 to 5 and 5.5 mile hikes, and they're at different parks each month. So yeah, they can be. So just dress for the weather. Be ready to go. We've had people that have done it every year for over 30 years that it's been going on. It's held at Winton Woods, Sharon Woods, Woodland Mound, Shawnee Lookout, Miami Whitewater Forest. And like I said, it's January and into February. So if you're interested in doing the Winter Hike Series, pay attention to the website and get registered as soon as you can.
Right.
Yeah.
And get yourself some waterproof shoes.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, I mean, it might be snowing, it might be sleeting, it might be raining. You never know,
that's
especially
right.
with weather in Cincinnati.
That's
so,
absolutely right.
You know, also I'd like to throw in there, we have actually, in support of REI that's over in Rookwood Commons, they have an initiative for Black Friday. It's hashtag opt outside. And of course, we support that. We want people to go outdoors and enjoy time with friends and family. So we're actually offering free entrance into the parks, and that's on November 25th, Black Friday. We want people to get outside, enjoy the outdoors. Don't worry about having to pay a motor vehicle permit to get into great parks. And we're also offering a walk and a hike that day, too, in support of opt outside. The hike, it's at Shawnee Lookout. And then the walk is walk with the doc. So you actually get to walk with the doctor to ask questions and get health tips and all that kind of fun stuff. And that's out at Woodland Mound. And that's both on November 25th.
My guest has been Kimberly Witten, Marketing Communication Coordinator for Great Parks of Hamilton County. For more information about Sharon Woods and the other great parks and the upcoming holiday events, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.